if you insist, but I
really don't want to go.
Okay. And would you ever say, I'd rather not? You'd say, I'd
rather not.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the expression, right smart? Wait, let me put it in context. Have you ever heard like an old person especially say somebody had a right smart of money?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
A right smart dress, a right smart car, right smart anything.
Okay, good. Do you say, do you use the terms ma'am and sir in talking to people?
Mm-hmm.
How do you use it? I mean, is it always, well, like for example, would you use it, am I enough older than you that you would use it to me?
Mm-hmm.
I am. Oh, it makes me feel old.
No, I just respect people.
You would say it?
In respect.
In respect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm 28, so I'd be 11 years older than you are. So you would still say it to someone my age,
mm-hmm,
as a term of respect. That's very interesting. And you would always say it like to your elders then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you were really good at doing something and somebody asked you if you could do it, you might say, would you ever say, I sure can? You wouldn't use it? Okay.
I'd say, oh, my goodness.
If somebody came to see you and you'd enjoy the visit, you might say, well, I'm going to get ready to leave. So
nice having you come again.
Very good. What about on Christmas Day when you greet someone, you'd say,
Merry Christmas.
Have you ever heard especially any older people say Christmas gift? Okay. Now, how about on the first day of January, what would you say?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Now, sometimes instead of saying thank you, people might say how much?
Please.
Okay. Or how about, well, this is really old, I don't know if you know, how much obliged. Have you ever heard?
Oh, blast. Oh, boy.
That's an old one, isn't it? If you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something, you might say, well, I
don't know.
And
I have to check and see.
Okay. Would you usually say, I guess I might, or I think I might?
I think I might.
Okay. Now, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Now, you bought something, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper, and he
gave you a ticket.
Okay, and if he took the... If he
wrapped it.
Right, and then when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
Yeah. Now, if you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it?
Half price.
Okay, if it was not necessarily half price, but just less than you paid, you'd have to sell it at a...
lower price.
Okay. Would you ever... at a loss, would you ever say that? How about below cost?
Lower price.
Okay. If there was something you saw that you liked a lot, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I'd like to buy that thing, but that thing just
costs too much.
Right. Right. Now, when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is?
Overdue.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the?
Dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you'd have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And if you were talking about, well, like, something that there wasn't very much of, like back in during the Depression, money was
scarce.
Very good. Now, this is going to be about verbs again. If you were sitting, you saw somebody on a diving board, you'd say, he ran down the board and he
dived.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, but now,
I have never dived before.
And then you might ask me, do you know how to